Okay, let's take on a contemporary culture, the political subculture of Washington, D.C. Sigourney Weaver is in the middle of it in a new television series where she plays a Secretary of State who's also a former First Lady.
This is an actress, of course, known for battling intergalactic aliens and defending gorillas in the mist. In the new show, Political Animals, Sigourney Weaver's character, Elaine Barish, finds her biggest adversary is a hyper-ambitious political reporter by the name of Susan Berg. Someone Weaver's character describes with a pretty offensive word, so be warned, that is coming up. Throw into this mix an ex-husband who was president and Elaine Barish's own failed bid for the presidency, and one thinks, Hillary Clinton? Sigourney Weaver says, not so.
In fact, there's a disclaimer at the beginning of the script that it's not based on anyone real. And I actually think that's true. But I think the show is actually inspired by a lot of the families that have been in the White House. It kind of puts forth the idea that a family who's in the White House pays a price for being in the White House. And part of that price is that they have then always the desire to get back in the White House. And so it's inspired not just by the Clintons, but also by the Bushes and the Kennedys, all these political families, these dynasties who Greg Berlanti, our creator, would say the closest we have to royalty are these families.
And this program is as much about the family, her family, as it is about her position. Tell us about the relationship that she's navigating with her ex-husband and also two grown sons.
Right. Well, I think one of the fascinating lures for me of the show was this going back and forth between public life and private life, being in the halls of power, but then being in the living rooms of these people. And Elaine Barish Hammond is so at the top of her game in the world. But like all of us, you know, real life, family life, home life is much more difficult to navigate. And my two sons, one of whom is played by Jimmy Woke, who works with me, and then Sebastian Stan is my, what I would call the ne'er-do-well son, who's perhaps Elaine's favorite because he's always been in trouble. And I also have a divine mother, a very salty speaker, played by Ellen Burstyn, who steals the whole show. She's so wonderful in it.
Are you two really drinking already?
TJ started it. He said that you can't make margaritas with Jack Daniels.
Turns out you can't, and it's good.
Hey, I saw the attendee list. Why is that bitch Susan Berg coming?
Because that bitch is covering me this week. Please do me the favor of not talking to her, or if you must, try not saying things like the country didn't elect me because they didn't want to sleep with me.
It's true.
As we've just heard, Secretary of State Elaine Barish is pretty hostile to the reporter, Susan Berg. Not surprising, actually, since she is threatening to reveal a dark secret about Elaine's black sheep son unless Elaine agrees to give Berg an interview.
And what's behind it all also is that Susan Berg won a Pulitzer in her 20s for covering my ex-husband's terrible affairs and went after me in column after column for not divorcing him and for putting up with his philandering. And so it's only through blackmail that she can get in anywhere near me.
There's a tension between these two women, at least, and one exchange really brings it out. It's where your character, Elaine Barish, critiques this reporter, at the time her nemesis, Susan
right.
Berg. Let's take a listen.
I did read your book about the impending fourth wave of feminism. Not bad.
No one read my book.
Well, maybe it was the title, When Bitches Rule.
I was trying to reclaim the word.
Might have impacted your sales. After all, never call a bitch a bitch. Us bitches hate that.
Touché. What do you think? You function in a very high-powered, very, very competitive world.
That's what I hear.
Has that not been your experience?
Oh, I don't think that's my experience at all. I think that in my industry, and I'm sure that your industry is the same, the people who keep getting the jobs, I think, first of all, are very professional people. They're stable people. They're people who are very creative. I consider myself very much a team player. To me, I'm just one element in that group.
Does anything ring true to you personally about this world that Elaine Barish inhabits? Or is it all like, whoa, that's really another culture?
Well, it probably is another culture, which I don't realize it. But I think one of the reasons I was attracted to playing Elaine was that she comes in with a different spirit in Washington. She's going to make things better for people, and she's not going to get bogged down with party politics and all these other games that the men who are in power are still playing.
I want to turn just for a moment to you and your story. Unless I've missed something, you really have never played what might be called a damsel in distress. Your reputation for playing strong women is pretty well earned.
Well, I guess I always feel that, you know, when I look around the world, I don't see too many damsels in distress. If they're a damsel in distress, they're manipulating some guy to help them. I feel that we're incredibly resourceful and strong and, you know, keep our heads. And so all I'm doing is reflecting women to me as they are, because the women I know are strong. My God, they hold this world together. And so it's not that I'm avoiding playing damsels in distress. I don't really buy them.
Sigourney Weaver's latest turn as a powerful woman can be seen in the new show Political Animals, which premieres this Sunday on the USA Network. Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, it's such a pleasure.